welcome to the Bundesbag Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Good evening. Welcome. It is the evening. In fact, it's actually cracking on for midnight. I'm burning the old midnight oil for this one. It's Wednesday night, nearly Thursday morning. And I'm going out tomorrow night, so I can't record the podcast. I'm also speaking with somewhat hushed tones because I'm the only one in the house who's awake at the moment, so I don't want to wake too many people up. So if I've got the air of whispering Bob Harris about me, then, you know, I apologise in advance, listeners. Shall we crack on then with the football? Let's start with Friday's game, Hamburg versus Bayern Munich. I'm sure you all agree that's one of the great fixtures of any Bundesliga season. Hamburg, recent conquerors of Mainz in the last minute. Fantastic. It was Paulo Guerreiro who scored the goal, but actually all the good work was done by the Brazilian Zé Roberto. Stunning winner and a real kick in the nads for Mainz, who had been doing so well. Some of the football that both teams played in that game was absolutely sensational. Wonderful attacking league, the Bundesliga, a joy to watch, it's got to be said. Look out if you can. I mentioned it on the blog post last time, but I'm going to say it again. Look for Lewis Holtby's Zidane turn that he performed during that game. Absolutely brilliant. Should have scored. It would have been sensational. Anyway, moving on to Saturday. Oh, let's talk about the game. Bayern Munich, of course, beat Hannover as well, and they're playing very well as well. So let's not just completely, you know, go on a big Holtby wank fest. Beat Hannover, who were in decent shape themselves, third in the league at the time, but they were rolled over, weren't they? And Bayern Munich, if they're not playing their way back into form, they're certainly playing their way back into luck. As anybody who saw their Champions League game against Cluj will know, rarely have I ever seen a team win 3-2 without actually scoring any goals. Phenomenal. Anyway, all right, now let's move on to Eintracht Frankfurt versus Schalke. Schalke again successful in the Champions League. Now going to Eintracht Frankfurt, really desperate to try and install some kind of form into the Bundesliga season. Eintracht Frankfurt blow hot and cold, don't they? The one week they're really, really great, and one week they're not really good at all. But fun is Gekas is a very, very dangerous man, and him and Altintop are a good combination, and they work very well. Borussia Mönchengladbach play Werder Bremen. Now that game will probably finish with 9 men apiece, and maybe 5 all. So that might be worth watching. It's certainly, if you like your gambling, and you fancy a bet, then if you want to go for a high-scoring game or maybe a couple of sendings off, you might be in luck there. Hannover 96 are playing Cologne. Well, Cologne, they got problems, haven't they? And Hannover, well, it's interesting to see how they bounce back from that defeat. But at home, yeah, you've got to be fairly confident for Hannover, haven't you? Could be bad news for Cologne if they don't... produce some kind of result. And Sonmir Zoldo was kind of tipped to be sacked after the Dortmund game, but it hasn't happened. Anyway, Nuremberg are also playing Wolfsburg, and that game will be interesting to see just how many goals Wolfsburg, how much of a lead Wolfsburg take before losing. 4-5-0, who knows? Sunday, Borussia Dortmund are playing Hoffenheim. What can you say? 2 attacking sides. Should be great fun. Decent game to watch that. Later in the afternoon, well, Mainz have a really difficult trip now because they've just lost that game against Hamburg, and now they've got to go to Bayer Leverkusen. Leverkusen are a fantastic side, maybe not 100% consistent this season, but goodness me, that's not the kind of place you want to go to when you just lost your unbeaten run, is it? So we'll know an awful lot more about Mainz, won't we, at the end of that game. And we'll round things off with Stuttgart against St. Pauli. St. Pauli are having a wonderful season, aren't we? Stuttgart, on the other hand, well, Jens Keller is there and he seems to be, you know, doing mildly better than Christian Gross, but he was quite critical of Gross's tactics and approach during the week in the media.
I'm not certain that that's an entirely wise thing to do. Most Stuttgart coaches usually end up going the way of Christian Gorsen, getting booted out at some point. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that one. For me, I think the game of that Sunday is actually Leverkusen versus Mainz. And if I can find an internet feed that carries that game, I shall certainly be watching that. And I shall definitely be watching Hamburg versus Bayern Munich. That's going to be a cracker. Anyway, I'm going to knock it on the head from here. And thank you all very much for your attention. The Bundesbag will return next week on Monday with a full roundup blog post of the weekend's action. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy your Bundesliga weekend. And until then, it's cheerio. Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.